Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 2.
This afternoon's prayer, we'd also ask members and guests to silence any electronic devices. This afternoon's prayer will be offered by Representative Pierce. We'd ask all members and guests in the gallery to please stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Representative Pierce.
Let us pray. Graceful and merciful God, Almighty God, giver of every good and perfect gift, you are always more than ready to hear our prayers. Thank you for this sweet hour of prayer that calls us from a world of care. Father God, we are excited about the opportunity to serve the old North State. Guide us in this new year with your hands of mercy. We boldly ask you to endow the members of this body with an overabundance of your good gifts. Open our hearts and our minds to the limitless possibilities that you have waiting for us. Please, Lord, bless us. Please, Lord, guide us and direct us. For us in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for January 9th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Lewis moves that the journal for January 9th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Members, if I can have your attention, please. The following members were granted an excused absence on January 9th and had subscribed to the oath of office. Representative Clark on January 1st, Representative Fisher on January 17th, Representative Eiler on January 18th, and Representative Murphy on January 30th. Members, also please join me today in welcoming our Nurse of the Day, Gianna Leonard, who is from here in Raleigh. Ms. Leonard, thank you for being with us today. Petitions, memorials, or papers addressed to the General Assembly or the House, the clerk will read.
Senate North Carolina, Office of the Governor. Dear Mr. Speaker, pursuant to North Carolina General Statute 97-77, I am pleased to nominate James C. Gillen of Henderson County to serve on the North Carolina Industrial Commission for a term that began on July 1st. 2018, and hereby submit his name for confirmation by the General Assembly. I am grateful for Mr. Gillen's willingness to assume this important responsibility for the state of North Carolina. Attached is his biographical information for your review. Please feel free to call my staff for any additional information. Sincerely, Roy Cooper.
The matter is referred to the Committee on Rules, Counter, and Operations of the House. Introductions of bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
House Joint Resolution 2, Representative Lewis, adjourn 2019 original session.
Bill is referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. John from Harnett, Representative Lewis is recognized for a motion pertaining to today's calendar.
Mr. Speaker, House Resolution 11 was filed with the clerk's office today. I move that the rules be suspended so that the bill may receive its first reading today.
Gentlemen, move the rules to be suspended. The end of the bill can be receiving its first reading today. Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. The clerk will read.
Representative Lewis, House Resolution 11, a House resolution to amend the 2019 House temporary rules.
Bill's received its first reading. Without objection, bill be added to today's calendar for consideration. Hearing none, so ordered. Clerk will read.
Representative Lewis, House Resolution 11 and House Resolution to amend the 2019 House temporary rules, General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
John from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognized to debate the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker and members, House Resolution 11 is simply a change to the temporary rules that we are operating under. What it does is create two additional committees that were originally omitted in the temporary rules, and also strikes a committee that should not have appeared. We did consult with the minority leader before bringing this forward, and I would respectfully ask for you to vote to amend our rules. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question before the House is the adoption of House Resolution 11 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Majeed, does the gentleman wish to record on this vote? Either that red or green button, either one will be fine. Try again. Clerk lock machine, record the vote. 118 having voted in the affirmative, none of the negative. House Resolution 11 passes its second reading. It's ordered and rolled. Members, the chair is about to formally announce a number of committee chair appointments for standing committees of the House. When the member's name is called, please approach the dais to receive your gavel. The clerk will read.
Aging Chair, Representative Hurley. Agriculture, Senior Chair, Representative Dixon. Chairs, Representative Brisson and Strickland. Alcoholic Beverage Control, Chairs Representative Bowles and McGrady. Appropriations, Agriculture and Natural and Economic Resources, Senior Chair, Representative Dixon, Chairs, Representatives Kay Hall, McElrath, and Strickland. Appropriations Capital, Chairs, Representatives Hodderster and Hastings. Appropriations Education, Representatives Elmore, Fraley, Horn, Hurley, and Stalls, Chairs. Appropriations General Government, Chairs, Representative Cleveland and Rydell. Thank you. Appropriations, Health and Human Services. Senior Chair, Representative Murphy. Chairs, Representatives Potts and White. Appropriations Information Technology. Chairs, Representatives K. Hall and Jones. Appropriations, Justice and Public Safety. Senior Chair, Representative Bowles. Chairs, Representatives McNeil and R. Turner and Davis. Appropriations Transportation. Chairs, Representatives Eiler, Presnell, Shepherd, and Torbett. Banking, Chairs, Representatives Conrad and Grange. Commerce, Senior Chair, Representative Ross. Education, Community Colleges. Chairs, Representative Hurley and Sauls. Education, K-12. Chairs, Representatives Elmore, Horn, and Johnson. Thank you. Education Universities, Chairs Representatives Fraley and Hastings. Election and Ethics Laws, Chairs Representative George Grange and D. Hall. Energy and Public Utilities, Chairs, Representative Arp and Zoka. Environment, Chairs, Representatives McElrath and Yarborough. That's next. Ethics, Representatives Sauls and Ray. Finance, Chairs, Representatives Conrad, Ross, and Warren. Health, Senior Chair, Representative Murphy, Chairs, Representatives Dobson, Lambert, Potts, and White. Homeland Security, Military and Veteran Affairs, Chairs, Representatives Cleveland and Speciale. Homelessness, Foster Care and Dependency, Chairs, Representatives Pittman and Torbett. Insurance, Chairs, Representatives Bumgardner, Corbin, and Setzer. Judiciary, Senior Chair, Representative Davis, Chair, Representative Stevens. Judiciary Subcommittee on Civil Matters, Chair, Representative Zachary. Judiciary Subcommittee on Criminal Matters, Chairs, Representatives D. Hall and Rogers. Pensions and Retirement, Chair, Representative McNeil. Redistricting, Senior Chair, Representative Lewis, Chair, Representative D. Hall. Regulatory Reform, Chairs, Representatives Rydell, Yarborough, and Brody. State and Local Government, Chairs, Representatives Corbin and Warren. Transportation, Senior Chair, Representative Torbett, Chairs, Representatives Eiler, Presnell, and Shepherd. Wildlife Resources, Chairs, Representatives Adams and Henson. Thank you.
Members, a few courtesies of the gallery the chair would like to take care of. On motion of the gentleman from Haywood, Representative Queen, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to Ann Von Brock, Roberta Madden, and Jimmy Cochran Pratt, Western North Carolina Women Supporting Equal Rights Amendment. Would y'all please stand so we can welcome you? With us. And on motion of the gentleman from Craven, Representative Speciale, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to Will Argenbright and Vanessa Sapp, founders of the Hope Heroin Opioid Prevention and Education Association, and they're here from Onslow County. Would y'all please stand so we could welcome you? Right over here to the left. For what purpose does the gentleman from Mecklenburg, Representative Alexander, rise?
For an announcement.
The gentleman has the floor for an announcement.
I just wanted to formally announce that the Cannabis Caucus has been organized. We are interested in all things hemp and cannabis, and if there are any other members that wish to affiliate, please give my LA a call, and we'll let you know about our next meeting.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Wake, Representative Martin, rise?
To speak to a point of personal privilege.
The gentleman is recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege. The House will come to order.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Members, I regret to inform the body that in the interim from when we were sworn in and today, that the Department of Defense has announced that Sergeant First Class Zach Beal died from wounds suffered in Tarin-Kaut, Afghanistan. He passed away last Thursday. He was attached to 1st Battalion, 3rd Special Forces Group based at Fort Bragg. This was Sergeant First Class Beal's third tour to Afghanistan. He is survived by wife and two children, and ask that you do keep them in your thoughts and prayers. Thank you.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Floyd, rise?
Inquiry of the chair, Mr. Speaker.
Gentleman's recognized for inquiry of the chair.
Mr. Speaker, as we advance through 19th and 20th session, and just tomorrow and next week, could you give us your thoughts, please?
So the chair can advise the members that there will be no votes tomorrow. There will be no votes Monday or Tuesday of next week. It is expected that we would have a vote on Wednesday on the permanent rules for the House. Or Thursday. So Wednesday and Thursday, I would say plan on votes, possibly those 2 days, more than likely just Wednesday, but possibly Thursday, but no votes for Monday or Tuesday at this point. There may be some committee meetings, however. And the chair will take a moment to speak to the scheduling that we are looking to do in this upcoming session. This may have been shared with, I know this was discussed in the Republican caucus yesterday, and I think it may have been shared, I don't know if Representative Jackson, if the gentleman has seen it yet or not. Okay, so the minority leader's seen it. The general plan that we're going to look for schedule this year on session will be to come in on the Monday evenings as we normally do, and there will more likely than not be votes on the Monday nights, but there may be. But the Rules Committee is going to be meeting earlier on in the afternoon on Mondays. Tuesdays we're looking to make more of a committee day so that the committees can meet the entire day and take full time to vet the bills and go through that. And then with an eye that Wednesday will be committee and then long session day and then votes in session on Thursday. So that's the general idea. And if you look at our schedule, we've got a number of new members who, of course, are just trying to find out where everything is at this point. But for the returning members, this is a bit of a change. And so we're going to try that, particularly for these first couple of months, because the way it works is you tend to start off very slow because you have the committee process and the appropriations committee and subcommittees are going to be going through the budget process, which is going to take a lot of that time. And so the idea is to really maximize the committee time, which is needed, and also to give some certainty as to when the floor votes will be. We're going to try that. That's a departure from what's historically been done, but we're going to see how that works. And that's been with input from members of both sides of the aisle and ways to try this. So, That's going to be our plan, and we'll see how it works. But as we found here in the House, we'll try it, see it works, and if the majority want to go do something different, we'll do that as well. But that's going to be the plan at this point.
So again, for your planning purposes, no votes tomorrow, no votes Monday, no votes Tuesday, but there will be committees, I understand, meeting next week on some bills. Notices and announcements. For what purpose to jump from Gaston, Representative Torbett, rise.
For announcement, Mr. Speaker.
Gentleman's recognized for an announcement.
I'd just like to remind everyone that the Association Executives of North Carolina Legislative Reception is this evening, tonight, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Nature Research Center at the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences, just down the street. Tickets have already been sent to each member's office for the event, and they were delivered earlier this morning. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
For what purpose, gentleman from Gaston, Representative Bumgarner, rise.
For an announcement.
Gentleman has the floor for an announcement.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Association of Insurance and Financial Advisors invites every member of the Insurance Committee to dinner at 6 o'clock on February 6th. That's a Wednesday, 6 o'clock. So they wanted me to ask all the members to try and make it. And so I've done that, and I've tried to get around to as many of you individually as I can, and I'll try and get around to some more. Did I say where? Cafe Luna, 6 o'clock Wednesday.
Further notices and announcements. If not, the gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House adjourn to reconvene Thursday, January 31st at 10 o'clock a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Lewis moves, seconded by Representative Bell, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Tuesday, January 31st at 10 a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. And again, members, there will be no recorded votes. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. We stand adjourned.
Makes the following committee assignments the 2019 standing committees of the House of Representatives. The Committee on Aging, Representatives Farmer Butterfield, Vice Chair, and Representatives Black, Dobson, Hunt, John, Lambeth, Murphy, and White. To the Committee on Agriculture, Representatives Hunter and Ray, Vice Chairs, Representatives Ager, Alexander, Barnes, Bell, Brody, Clark, Conrad, Elmore, Graham, Cahal, Humphrey, Hunt, Jones, Majeed, McGrady, Presnell, Queen, Reeves, K. Smith, R. Turner, Yarborough. Alcoholic Beverage Control, Representatives Fisher and Hardister, Vice Chairs, Representatives Alexander, Bell, Dahl, Dobson, Holly, Hurley, Johnson, Lucas, Meyer, Sane, B. Turner, Willingham, Yarborough, Zachary. Committee on Appropriations, Representatives Bowles, Cleveland, Dixon, Elmore, Fraley, Cahal, Hardister, Hastings, Horn, Eiler, Jones, McElraft, McNeil, Murphy, Potts, Presnell, Riddell, Sauls, Shepard, Strickland, Torbett, R. Turner, White, Vice Chairs, Representatives Adams, Ager, Autry, Ball, Barnes, Beasley, Belk, Black, Blackwell, Brockman, Bumgardner, Cunningham, Dahl, Davis, Farmer Butterfield, Fisher, Floyd, Galliard, Garrison, Gill, Goodwin, Graham, Grange, Hannig, Harrison, Hawkins, Humphreys, Hunter, Hurley, Insko, Jackson, Jarvis, John, Logan, Lucas, Majeed, Martin, Montgomery, Maury, Pierce, Pittman, Queen, Quick, Reeves, Richardson, Rogers, C. Smith, K. Smith, R. Smith, Speciale, Stevens, Terry, B. Turner, Willingham, Ray, and Yarborough. Appropriations, Agriculture, Natural and Economic Resources. Representatives McGrady, Yarborough, Vice Chairs, Representatives Ager, Davis, Harrison, Humphrey, Montgomery, Quick, B. Turner, and Ray. Appropriations, Capital, Representatives Arp, Vice Chair, Representatives Goodwin, Hawkins, Maury, C. Smith, K. Smith, Stevens. Appropriations, Education, Representative Johnson, Vice Chair, Representatives Adams, Ball, Brockman, Fisher, Galliard, Garrison, Gill, Grange, Hannig, Lucas, Appropriations General Government, Representatives Arp Floyd, Vice Chairs, Representatives Barnes, Garrison, Logan, Majeed, and Pittman. Appropriations Health and Human Services, Representatives Brisson, Dobson, Lambeth, Vice Chairs, Representatives Belk, Black, Bumgardner, Cunningham, Farmer Butterfield, Insko, Jarvis, R. Smith, and Terry. Appropriations Information Technology, Representative Sane, Vice Chair, Representatives Autry, Hunter, Pittman, Queen. Appropriations Justice and Public Safety, Representative Faircloth, Vice Chair, Representatives Graham, John, Pierce, Reeves, Richardson, Rogers, Speciale. Appropriations Transportation, Representatives Beasley, Goodwin, Martin, and Willingham. Banking, Representative Hardister and Howard, Vice Chairs, Representatives Butler, Carney, Everett, Jarvis, and Montgomery. Committee on Commerce, Representative Conrad, Vice Chair, Representatives Adams, Adcock, Ball, Butler, Clemens, Cunningham, Everett, Farmer Butterfield, D. Hall, K. Hall, Horn, Howard, Eiler, Jarvis, Kidwell, Lofton, Pierce, Shepard, Strickland, Terry, Warren. Education Community Colleges, Representative Brody, Vice Chair, Representatives Adams, Elmore, Gill, Goodman, Hunt, Johnson, Pittman, Reeves, B. Turner, Von Hafen, Zachary. Education K-12, Representatives Blackwell and Brockman, Vice Chairs, Representatives Beasley, Brody, Clemens, Corbin, Farmer Butterfield, Fisher, Fraley, Gaillard, Gill, Graham, Hardister, Henson, Lucas, Meyer, Potts, Riddell, K. Smith, Strickland, R. Turner, and White. Education Universities, Representative Davis, Vice Chair, Representatives Adcock, Alexander, Carney, Clemens, Insko, Jackson, Lambeth, Martin, McGrady, Morey, Murphy, Pittman, R. Turner, Zachary. Elections and Ethics Law, Representative Warren, Vice Chair, Representatives Adam, Ball, Batch, Blackwell, Brockman, Dahl, Davis, Faircloth, Fisher, Floyd, Hannig, Hardister, Harrison, Jackson, Lewis, McNeil, Riddell, Russell, Speciale, Zoka, Willingham. Energy and Public Utilities, Representative Jones, Vice Chair, Representatives Alexander, Autry, Bell, Brisson, Brockman, Conrad, Cunningham, Dixon, Goodman, D. Hall, Hannig, Harrison, Hastings, Hawkins, Hawley, Howard, Humphrey, Montgomery, Richardson, Riddell, Sane, Sauls, Setzer, Strickland, and Ray. Clarification for the record, Representative Harrison is on the Committee on Energy and Public Utilities, not Representative Harris. Committee on Environment, Representatives Harrison, McGrady, Vice Chairs, Representatives Alexander, Clark, Corbin, Dixon, Goodwin, Cahall, Eiler, Insko, Kidwell, Quick, Russell, Terry, R. Turner, B. Turner, White. Committee on Ethics, Representatives Floyd and Setzer, Vice Chairs, Representatives Carney, Farmer Butterfield, Hunter, Insko, Ross, Sane, Yarborough, Zachary. Committee on Finance, Representative Goodman, Vice Chair, Representatives Adcock, Alexander, Batch, Bell, Brody, Butler, Carney, Carter, Clemens, Corbin, Everett, D. Hall, Harris, Henson, Hawley, Kidwell, Lewis, Lofton, Meyer, Sasser, Von Hafen, and Zachary. Committee on Health, Representatives Adcock, Ball, Barnes, Black, Blackwell, Brisson, Brockman, Carney, Cunningham, Farmer Butterfield, Gaillard, Hannig, Howard, Humphrey, Hunter, Insko, Jarvis, Lucas, Pierce, Rogers, Sasser, Setzer, Shepard, C. Smith, Zoka, Terry, and Ray. Homeland Security, Military, and Veterans Affairs. Representatives Grange and Henson, Vice Chairs. Representatives Arp, Autry, Bowles, Carter, Clark, Harris, Horn, Logan, Majeed, Martin, Meyer, Pierce, Potts, Rogers, Shepard, and Von Hafen. Committee on Homelessness. Foster Care and Dependency. Representatives Carter, Dahl, Insko, Stevens, and Terry. Committee on Insurance, Representative Lucas, Vice Chair, Representatives Beasley, Cleveland, Floyd, Gill, Goodman, Goodwin, Graham, K. Hall, Henson, Holly, Howard, Humphrey, Eiler, McElrath, Montgomery, Murphy, Pierce, Potts, Ross, Sasser, Torbett, Willingham, and Ray. The Committee on Judiciary, Representatives D. Hall, Rogers, and Zachary, Vice Chairs, Representatives Adams, Arp, Batch, Beasley, Belk, Blackwell, Bumgardner, Clark, Everett, Faircloth, Harris, Harrison, Howard, Hunt, John, Lofton, McGrady, McNeil, Morey, Potts, Reeves, Richardson, Sauls, C. Smith, R. Turner, and Warren. Committee on Pensions and Retirement, Representatives Dobson and Hurley, Vice Chairs, Representative Black, Elmore, Gill, Kidwell, Lambeth, Martin, Quick, Russell, C. Smith. Committee on Redistricting, Representatives Floyd, Sauls, Zoka, and Torbett, Vice Chairs, Representatives Butler, Elmore, Grange, Harrison, Hastings, Hawkins, Horn, Quick, Reeves, and Sane. Committee on Regulatory Reform, Representatives Goodman, Holly, Vice Chairs, Representatives Adcock, Ager, Black, for the record, Representatives Adcock, Ager, Belk, Blackwell, Carter, Conrad, Henson, Kidwell, McElraft, Meyer, Presnell, Queen, R. Smith, Stevens. Clarification for the record, for the Committee on Redistricting, Representative Queen is a member of the committee and not Representative Quick. Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House, Representatives Zoka and Torbett, Vice Chairs, Representatives Adcock, Barnes, Bowles, Brisson, Bumgardner, Carney, Davis, Dixon, Floyd, Fraley, Goodman, Grange, Hardister, Hastings, Hunter, Jackson, Johnson, Quick, Reeves, Ross, Sane, Willingham, and Ray. State and Local Government, Representatives Cleveland, Speciale, Vice Chairs, Representative Ager, Autry, Batch, Bowles, Carter, Dobson, Faircloth, Fisher, Graham, Jarvis, Lofton, Logan, McElraft, Quick, Ross, Setzer, Von Hafen, Willingham. Committee on Transportation, Representatives Carney and Cleveland, Vice Chairs, Representatives Arp, Belk, Blackwell, Bowles, Bumgardner, Butler, Corbin, Faircloth, Fraley, Garrison, Goodwin, Harris, Holly, Hunter, John, Martin, McNeil, Morey, Richardson, Russell, R. Smith, Speciale, Warren. Committee on Wildlife Resources, Representative Yarborough, Vice Chair, Representatives Ager, Brody, Cleveland, Cunningham, Garrison, Lucas, Pittman, Presnell, Richardson, Rogers, Sasser, and B. Turner.
Test in the House chamber.
The Speaker makes the following additional committee assignments to the House of Representatives Standing Committees. Appoints to the Education K-12 Committee Representatives Ball, Eiler, and Lambeth.